was the people. If you look at the life of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, that what was the cry of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam? Allah Ta'ala mentions the incidents of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And one important narrative is mentioned in the Quran al-Majid with regards to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam was the different du'as that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam made at that time, the Nabi of that time, that the du'as that they had made, they came as a hidayat and guidance for people of that time. And many of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala has recorded the du'as that they have made in this dunya. And this is a lesson for you and I, to see what du'as that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam had made. If you take, for example, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, the entire Surah Yusuf, explains the entire life of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, from beginning to the end. And at one stage of his life, he was put into prison also. At that point, the dua that he had made, the submission he had made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is recorded in Quran al-Majid. رَبِّ السِّجْنُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا يَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيْهِ We know the incident, it's a lengthy incident, he was put into prison. At that time, he makes his dua, O Allah, رَبِّ السِّجْنُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ, that being imprisoned and staying in the cell, in this prison, is more beloved to me. أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا يَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيْهِ To what these people, these girls were calling, this person was calling Yusuf alayhi salam to fulfill those desires and those passions, which was against the command, which was haram, against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what did he say? Oh Allah, living in incarceration, living in this prison is more beloved to me than committing this haram act. I prefer living in the prison. In this one ayat, it summarizes the life of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, that living a life in the total obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though I may be imprisoned and locked up in a cell, but if this is going to be the pleasure of Allah ta'ala, if this is a means of me gaining closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is more beloved to me. This is more beloved, being locked up in this prison and being deprived of everything else. But Allah ta'ala is pleased and Allah ta'ala is happy with me. Allah ta'ala is happy with me, I am happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam also, that is mentioned that he used to cry, excessively used to cry to such an extent that he would become very, very sick because of his crying. On one occasion, he became very, very sick. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Hazrat Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam to inquire from Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salam that what is the reason, why are you crying? It was not that Allah ta'ala did not know, but this again is a lesson for you and I. Allah ta'ala is, inna allaha alimun birati sudur. Leave the actions that we are doing. Allah ta'ala even is aware of the thoughts that go through our mind, which the person next to me does not even know. But Allah ta'ala is even aware of the thoughts that go through our mind, what goes through our hearts. Allah is aware of that as well. So Allah ta'ala was aware of this, but this is a lesson for you and I, that go to my banda, my Nabi, and ask him what is the reason that he's crying so much, that to this extent that he's becoming so sick. Is it Jannat that he is asking for? Does he require that I grant him Jannat? Is he crying because of Jannat? Then tell him he is a Nabi, he is my Nabi, that most definitely I will grant him Jannat. There's no need to cry to this extent where he becomes so sick, that I will definitely grant him Jannat, he is my Nabi. So Jibreel alayhi salam comes to Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam. He asks him, what is the reason for you to cry like this? If it's Jannat that you are asking for, then Allah Ta'ala has promised you Jannat. You see, this is not the reason why I'm crying. So Jibreel alayhi salam goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and informs Allah that this is not the reason why Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salam is crying or for Jannat. So he says, go back and ask him, is it the fear out of Jahannam that he's crying? That I must not put him into Jahannam. Then also tell him that he's my Nabi. I will never put my Nabi into the fire of Jahannam. So you can console him. There's no need to cry. So he comes back and informs Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salam, he says, no, this is not the reason why I am crying. So he goes back to Allah Ta'ala. Again he sends, what is the reason now that you are crying? He says, I'm crying because I want the love and the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was a Nabi of Allah. Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, what was the dua of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam? Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak. That, oh Allah, I want your love. I want your muhabbat. How many of us, this is the Nabi of Allah, they were chosen and selected by Allah Ta'ala to come down to this dunya and convey the message of Allah. They were the beloved of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But yet this worry and concern that I must not do anything that will bring about the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala. No matter what happens to me, but I must not disobey Allah. Allah Ta'ala must not become displeased with me. Constantly looking how to please Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, how Allah Ta'ala can become their beloved. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, this is the first part, acquainting the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And this month of Ramadan, what we are trying to achieve in this month of Ramadan? Closeness towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, to acquire this quality of consciousness of Allah Ta'ala, meaning in the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. All this fasting, what is the reward of fasting? Allah Ta'ala says, I become yours. I am the reward. Allah Ta'ala himself mentioned is the reward for this. So all this is bringing that closeness and that love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Our increase in this month of Ramadan. But a different atmosphere in our lives, in our days, in the masjid, in our homes. One objective, gaining closeness towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, it is mentioned that Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with this ni'mat. His dua is mentioned at the end of the dua, but this entire dua, so many lessons to be learned. That Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with this ni'mat that he could understand the language of the animals. And not only understood the language, but he could hear it also. The incident is mentioned in Quran Majid. قَالَتْ نَمْلُتُنْ يَا أَيُّهَا نَمْلُ دُخْلُوا مَسَاكِنَكُمْ, that when that ant told all the other ants that Sulaiman alayhi salam and his army are coming, and perhaps they will not take notice of you and they will trample you. So one is understanding the language and one is being able to hear it as well. An ant, let alone listening, understanding, hearing it, you can't even hear its voice. Does it even have a voice to hear? Even if it's walking also, you can't even feel that an ant is walking. Sulaiman alayhi salam heard this call of this ant. So immediately, فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكًا مِّن قَوْلِهَا, out of gratitude to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, he smiled because of this ant. This is also a way of showing gratitude towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, acknowledging the ni'mat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that Allah had blessed me with this ability to hear this ant, and he smiled at what this ant is saying. Ulama have listened also that this, if Sulaiman as he did not see the ant, had he trampled upon those ants, he would not be answerable for it. But here a lesson also, that there's no, even transgression against an animal also is not permissible. But now that he heard it, he did not trample those ants, he waited, he moved aside. Even transgression and oppression upon an animal also is not permissible. Today, leave animals. How many of us are oppressing our own human beings, our own Muslim brothers and sisters? Whereas we are told even animals also we are not allowed to oppress. So he makes this dua thereafter. He says, فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكًا مِّن قَوْلِهَا. He smiles. But then he realizes that this is not sufficient for this ni'mat that Allah has blessed me. فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكًا مِّن قَوْلِهَا وَقَالَ رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ. That he shows his gratitude and his thankfulness towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That, oh Allah, you have blessed me with this ni'mat, with this great ni'mat. رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي, that keep me in this condition, oh Allah, that I can continuously be grateful for this ni'mat that you have blessed me with. Not just today, but continuously, that I am grateful for the ni'mas that you have blessed me with. وَأَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيَّ. This also, that the ni'mas and the favors that you have bestowed upon my father also. Does not forget his father. Who was the father of Sulaiman alayhi salam? Hazrat Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam. He was a Nabi of Allah as well. He would have thanked Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala himself for the ni'mat that Allah had bestowed upon him as well. But here the son thanking Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala on behalf of his father as well. So here also another important lesson that we also have to learn. These are the Nabi of Allah. They worshipped Allah Ta'ala. Nobody worshipped Allah better than the Nabi of Allah. Nobody was more grateful to Allah than the Nabi of Allah. Yet Sulaiman is making dua for his father who is a Nabi of Allah. So we have to ask ourselves these questions. How many a times did we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our parents? How many a times did we lift our hands, made dua for ourselves, and together with making dua for ourselves, we made dua for our parents? That here Sulaiman alayhi salam did not forget his father. وَعَلَىٰ وَالِدَيَّ and my father as well. That we make dua for ourselves, we make dua for our parents also. This is extremely important that we make dua. Sometimes we unfortunately, this ni'mat, that Allah blesses us with these ni'mat. We're talking about being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ni'mat Allah has blessed us. Sometimes we only narrow it and limit this ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the materialistic things of this world, the wealth, etc. That these are the only ni'mat we have to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. We limit it and restrict it to these things. Whereas all these people that are around us, whether it's our wives, whether it's our children, whether it's our parents, whether it's our brothers and sisters, all these people that are around us, these are great ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. These are great ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we should be thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these people that are around us. How sad it is today, sometimes, na'uzu billah, we take our parents to be burdens upon us. We take our parents to be burdens upon us. Whereas they are a great ni'mat of Allah ta'ala upon us. We haven't even understood this, that this is a ni'mat. We take it as a burden, na'uzu billah, sometimes. How will we stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That looking at your parents, you get the with a smile, you get the reward for Hajj and Umrah. Serving your parents, Allah ta'ala secures your jannat. It's mentioned that we have two doors to jannat. That is your parents. These are two doors to enter into jannat. And it's mentioned two easy doors to enter through to jannat. When one passes away, one door closes, never to be reopened again. Person's father passed away. That door to Jannat of his is closed, never again to it for it to be opened again. Left with one door. When his mother passes away, the second door to his Jannat is now closed. That door will never open again for that person. So here Sulaiman alayhi salam makes dua for his father. So let us also value this ni'mat as well. Don't restrict it and limit it. We define ni'mat only to wealth. It's not the only ni'mat Allah has blessed us with. Some years ago, there was an incident that took place. Just for us to understand that we only appreciate something when we miss it and it's gone. Some years ago in Indonesia, there was a tsunami that took place. And one person mentions the South Africans that they went there to assist. And one incident was mentioned of one elderly person. He says, when I saw the water level starting to rise, that naturally I was looking for a high place. And I took my wife, my children to this high place to save myself from this water. Floods were increasing. The water level was rising. And then he says, I realized that here too I was not safe. So he says, I saw a cupboard, a box or something of that nature which was high. So I climbed up and the water is raising. And I had my wife and children with me. He says, I managed to get on top. And now I was holding their hands. He says, three pairs of hands. And as I'm trying to pull, he says, one pair of hands slipped and went away. He says, after some time trying to get them on top, the second pair of hands slipped and went away. And then he says, finally, before I could even pull the third pair, that also slipped and went away. It was gone. He said, on one go, I lost my wife, I lost my two children, my two daughters. Then we only realized these great ni'mats that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. It's not just wealth. We restrict it only to wealth. So he makes this dua, رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِقًا مِّن قَوْلِهَا وَقَالَ رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيَّ وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ. That, oh Allah, grant me the tawfiq and the ability to do those deeds, those actions which are pleasing to you. That you will be happy and pleased, that you will accept it in your court. A Nabi of Allah making this dua. This is a lesson for you and I. That now is the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, we are increasing our a'mal. But are we asking ourselves this question? Are these actions being accepted in the court of Allah Ta'ala? Are we doing it solely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala? Sometimes we give a lot of charity, becomes very common in the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, it's very, very important that we increase. But sometimes we have to ask ourselves this question continuously. That am I doing these actions for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha wal tandhur nafsum ma qaddamat lighadin wattaqullaha. Oh, you have iman, fear Allah. Scrutinize those actions, every nafs, every soul. Check and scrutinize those deeds that you are sending forth in the hereafter. Common ayat we always hear. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha wal tandhur nafsum ma qaddamat lighadin wattaqullaha. Twice Allah Ta'ala says, fear him in this ayat. The check, scrutinize, while tanzur nafsum, every soul, check what you are doing. Ma qaddamat li ghad, what you are sending forward in the akhirat. Because it mustn't happen such that we have so much of good deeds, when we come to the akhirat, we have nothing with us. You know, one person told me not too few years ago, that he was traveling abroad, whether it was business or some work. And nowadays, few years ago, today we know when we're traveling, many people don't want to carry cash. It's the age of technology with the cards. So he says, I'm traveling abroad and I had my card with me. I had more than sufficient funds in that card. And he says, whichever country was going, I went to the place where I was going to stay and I had to pay on arrival. So I did not worry about anything. I had sufficient in my card. I went there now and I filled in everything and I swiped my card. Only to come to realize it said declined. Tried every other option, I'm trying this, trying that, it's refusing. It's not saying insufficient funds, it's saying declined. See, can you imagine what parishani I was going through? I'm in a different country, I don't know the language, I don't know the people, and now I'm stranded here. It's not like I have, but it's not coming to my aid and assistance. It's saying declined, I can't do nothing. Nevertheless, after some time, it says a simple thing as taking a taxi now becomes a problem. I don't even have funds to take a simple, to go to a taxi, maybe to make a call or to go something to somewhere to sort my problem out. I can't even buy a cup of coffee also. Yet it has not insufficient funds, declined. Nevertheless, he managed to sort his problem after some time. But understand, take this as a lesson, as an example. Allah Ta'ala says, check our a'mal. For whose pleasure we are doing it. It mustn't happen on the day of Qiyamah. We come in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we come in to go into Jannat, we're swiping our card of A'mal and it says declined. So much of Hajj, so much of Umrah to my account, so much of Sadaqah, so much of Salah, so much of A'mal I have in my account. But when I swipe the card, it tells me declined. Not accepted. Why? Because of no ikhlas, no sincerity. Not being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ni'mat. These are one of those few things that cancel our a'mal, and Allah ta'ala does not accept our a'mal. We came with so much, but nothing accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to be very, very careful. This person managed to sort his problem out. On that day when he says decline, where are we going to go? Who's going to sort our problem out on that day? Allah Ta'ala says in Quran Majid, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنُ يُغْنِيهِ. Every man for himself. Father not interested in son, daughter not interested in mother, nobody is worried about anybody. Everybody worried about himself, nafsi, nafsi. So maybe we are doing a lot, but we have to constantly check our a'mal. This is the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, we are increasing our a'mal. But let us remember that we constantly check our a'mal. That I'm doing it for the pleasure of Allah. It mustn't happen such that so much of qurbani and sacrifice I make here, only to come to realize in the akhirat that it's declined. Then we will be at a great loss in the akhirat. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we do everything for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala bless us with ikhlas. And the last thing that is mentioned in this dua, وَأَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Four things in this one dua, of the dua of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, وَأَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. This is the Nabi of Allah. That, oh Allah, grant me Jannah through your mercy. It is not my actions, it's not my a'mal that will grant me entry into Jannah. بِرَحْمَتِكَ, through your mercy and through your rahmat. Fi ibadika salihin, amongst your pious people also, your pious people. That we have no guarantee and assurance. We have to constantly make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the month that brings about all these qualities in our lives. together with this quality of taqwa, la'allakum tattaqoon, is not just fear Allah, but it comes with all these things. When a person is conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then all these things come into play. That everything he will do now because of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One incident is mentioned in Iraq, this quality of taqwa. It is not only restricted to our ibadat, that we will be conscious of Allah ta'ala when I'm giving sadaqah, I'm giving for the pleasure of Allah. When I'm reading my salah, I must be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it applies in every aspect of our life. In our social life, in our business life, whether it's at home with our family, whether it's our children, our neighbors, with our community, in every aspect of our life, we become Allah consciousness. That everything is done in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah ta'ala will become beloved to us, then automatically this will come into a person. This will come into a person's life. When Allah becomes beloved to us, then we'll do everything for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And anything that will bring about the displeasure of Allah ta'ala will become distant from us, will become hatred in our hearts. So one incident is mentioned about a person who was a very wealthy business person. He was living in Iraq. And he's mentioned that he should travel to different parts of the country, different towns, for his business dealings. However, after some time, his wife became suspicious. They say that sixth sense. Yes, she had nothing against him, but she just had this feeling, the sixth sense, something not right. So she told her helper that the next time he's traveling, my husband, that you also must follow him and check what's happening. So this helper understood what she meant by this. And after that, he went to another town. And now he does his business, and then he goes about completing his business. Then he goes to a house, he stays there for a few days, and he comes back home. So this helper makes some inquiries, and she comes to realize, this helper, that this man, he had made nikah in this town, he's married to this woman also. So she comes back home, this helper, and she informs this lady that, you know what, your husband, this is the story, I verified it, and he has made nikah with another woman in this town as well. So she tells this helper of hers that this you keep between you, yourself, and me and myself. The secret will remain with us two, the two of us. Don't mention any of this thing to anybody. It so happens after a short period of time, this husband of hers passes away. Talking about Allah consciousness, when that love of Allah Ta'ala comes into her heart, it supersedes everything else. Everything else becomes secondary. So she tells this helper of hers that now that my husband passed away, she takes out a letter, she has to sort out the inheritance. He was a wealthy businessman. Say this was also his spouse, so she also shares in the inheritance. So she takes out one letter and she writes a letter there, and she sends this letter with her helper, with whatever amount was due to this lady, she says, give this letter to this lady. So she takes it and goes, and she opens it, she sees that in the letter it's written that it has come, nothing, no information disclosed, just that it has come to our attention that you was married to so and so person. This person has passed away, and we have sent your inheritance, your share. That's all. This is when we have that relationship with Allah Ta'ala. That this is your part of the share for you. When she reads that letter, then she writes back and she gives that helper, take this parcel and go back. That see, nobody knew about this. Only me, this man, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And she takes out a letter and she gives it to this helper and says, take this letter and go back. That this man, before he passed away, he wrote this letter and he had given me talaq. Nobody knew about it besides me, him, and Allah ta'ala. But this, I'm not entitled to it, so you take it and go back. This is when taqwa will come into our lives. That we won't be restricted only to our ibadats. But in every faculty, every facet of our life, we'll have Allah Ta'ala in front of us. It won't be restricted to the month of Ramadan only. That when we are fasting, we have to be conscious of Allah Ta'ala. Whether it's our business dealings, whether it's our relationship with people, whether it's inheritance, and many times it comes in inheritance. What we are taking the share of somebody else because we didn't like that person, or that person was outcast in the family, or that person went in a different direction. If he's a mu'min, he's a believer, he's entitled for that. We have to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these four lessons that we learn from the dua of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam, that firstly, أَفَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكًا مِّنْ قَوْلِهَا وَقَالَ رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ. That we make shukr to Allah ta'ala for the ni'mats. This month of Ramadan is a ni'mat of Allah. We make shukr to Allah for it. Then we make dua for our parents. Then Allah Ta'ala, وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ. One part we missed out. وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ. This was part of the dua of Sulaiman alayhi salam. That, oh Allah, you grant me the tawfiq and the ability to do such a'mal which are pleasing to you. That you must become happy with these actions. وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ. That whatever I'm doing, you must be pleased with it. Sometimes we think we are doing things which are very good, but we don't know these things are not accepted in the court of Allah. Allah Ta'ala is not happy. That's why also we make one important thing, that we make them more serious. In whatever we are doing, what is incorrect. Sometimes we feel we're doing good things. We're doing great acts of ibadat. But sometimes this act that we are doing is not pleasing to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is not happy. In our mind, we may think we did a wonderful thing, a great thing. But in the meantime, we have disobeyed Allah Ta'ala. So here again, mashura with our elders, with our seniors, take advice that I want to do certain things. Is it good? Is it not good? Will Allah Ta'ala be pleased, happy or not? So Sulaiman alayhi salam making dua, وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ وَأَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. So Allah grant me the tawfiq to do such actions that you are pleased with it. And وَأَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. That grant me jannah through your mercy and keep me amongst those who are pious and the salihin. Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq wa akhudah.